So we want to remember that we're blessed to excess. So we want to remember that we're continuing to stretch out, that we're continuing to smile, that we're continuing to grow, that we're continuing to stay a while, because we're all stopping short is what they're saying. It's sort of like there's this grand supply, there's this grand excess. So think of ascension energies, think, you know, we're in the beginning times. And so we want to remember that they're saying there continues to be a tendency to be a bit conservative. In other words, we want to remember that we're leaving the old house, we're leaving the old domicile, and we're moving into the next. So we're leaving when we're the body consciousness, where everything's separate, where everything's a struggle, where we're judging ourselves and others all day long. That entire mess, that entire energy, that entire state of consciousness, it's like we're walking on by to a new view, to a new light, to a new opening, to a new expression of self. So the extent at which we're growing is so substantial that we want to remember we're so used to identifying with the mind that continues to constrict, that continues to hold us back, that continues to keep us small. So we want to just really allow ourselves to, you can be a witch and fly over it, you can be an athlete, you can just have a halo and be an angel. But anything where we want to remember, even though we're playing the body consciousness, even though we're playing human on earth for a while, hint, hint, that we're really much grander than that. And that's what we're waking up to, and that's what we're coming into full expression of. And we all want to say yes. So even though we're all muted, say yes verbally, out loud, wherever you are. There is a group healing that's now occurring. So this healing energy, it looks like wheels on the bus. If you've raised children, the wheels on the bus go round and round. That's how it starts, wheels on the bus. I feel like a car wash sometimes. But we're doing it in a mass acceleration. So they've been gifting this like individually per person, but now it's sort of like this cumulative arrival. Now the reason is we're moving into a new place where we're dropping the belief in separation. So the clearing that's occurring is because we're saying yes to our complete vision. So we want to remember that we're growing into the complete vision. But if you can kind of think of, you know, when they talk about the quantum field or whatever, that there's a complete vision already, like 100% completed. It's almost like you're ordering from a catalog or what, like, oh, I'll order that. So when we say it, even though we're walking it out, we've already agreed to that final stand. We've already agreed to that final note. We've already agreed to the truth inside and say yes again, audibly, please, so you hear it. You want your cells to hear it. You want your DNA to hear it, because you want to remember you're the God consciousness and you're deciding. Here we go with the clearing again. So everything that you're willing to release, everything that no longer has value. So as we keep growing spiritually, it's like things that we were trying to get, we realize we don't even really want anymore. So we want to release all of those past values, all of the past constraints, like this is the way the world is sort of thing. That's correct in 3D, but that's not where we're moving. That's not where we're finding ourselves. That's not where we're beginning. So we want to remember we're beginning at our new discovery. We're beginning at our new sunshine. We're beginning at our new reality best. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be. They're kind of saying like taken away. What they mean by that is you want to remember there's a graduated essence of self already. So who's taking you away? Just your higher awareness, just your higher presence, that it's sort of like you don't really want to repeat that mistake for the one that, you know, number of time, because like you're over that already, right? Don't you remember? We talked about this morning. So it's something where you're just so close. We, each of us have our next ready, where we're just so close. It's just like one more little hair, one more little yes. That's where when we can hold the kindness note, In English, there's a lot of grace to receive right now. When you keep your heart open to yourself and others, and just remember, everyone's trying to find their way out of the ego, and you know, it's all really a terrible mess. Like to just kind of keep that heart open a little bit more than normal. The grace, because of that compassion that you're offering, the grace that can receive now, it's they're saying like quantity double. They talk backwards, by the way. Finally figured it out. Because of who's listening. In other words, if they just speak in normal English, we have a tendency to sort of tune it out. We don't really pick it up. But when they talk kind of backwards, you have to really pay attention to figure out what they're saying. So you're staying engaged, you're staying aware rather than sleeping. Because we're all unconscious to some extent or great extent sometimes. And so we're all waking up inside. So allow for that great awakening. Allow for that great expression of love. We want to remember we are love. And each of us have a great and greater expression to demonstrate, to observe, to agree to be seen. Here we go again with the clearing. Because a lot of us still are hiding out. A lot of us don't want to be seen. So we all know the drill, you know, we've done it all already. So we're clearing all that out so that we can grow up now. Grow up is I'm not hiding under, like, Johnny, get out from under the table there. Say hi to the neighbor. It's sort of like we're all standing up and shouting. And it's sort of like when we stand up and shout, how would I say it? You just think of like the divine feminine has been so disempowered and struggling and tied and, you know, exhausted or whatever. And she's just standing up straight. So this is what we're doing. This is what we're all fortifying within our own very vessel, within our own very cellular structure. So all of this is set to go. When I'm looking at you, like each of us, it's like we're being stimulated. It's like we're being kind of shook a little bit energetically. Just think of like a snow globe or something. It's sort of like it's for your cells to take notice. It's for your DNA to hear. Because as you will allow yourself, here we go with the clearing, as you will allow yourself to proceed, as you will allow yourself to travel well. Traveling well is not just where are we going on vacation this year. That's 3D linear life. Traveling well is you're moving into your new vessel. You're moving into your new light coach. You're moving into your new accelerated gifting. And how we then operate is from our higher awareness, not from the mind's conditioning of the past, that we're in the present, in the process, excuse me, of surrendering out. They're saying surrendering out because the more that you can kind of feel like something's going out, something's coming in, versus just another week, just another day. We want to get very comfortable in driving our vessel, in driving our vehicle, in learning how to stay, because the mind's going to want us to hold us back. The mind's going to want to sort of imprison us in the past. And that's like if the mind gets its way. So we want to stand in that high promotion. We want to stand like secure and straight so that we can party as well, so that we can be included, so that we can drive. So when we're driving, it's like you're saying yes to your I am presence. You're saying yes to your higher self. And it's like, yes, I am awake. When you're awake, they want me to share this before we move on. We want to drop this perfectionism thing. Like first, there's energies, like I don't even know who it is because I'm just receiving like a group consciousness tonight right now. But there are energies where we're holding back at a fear of making a mistake. They don't want us to do that. They're saying that we're covered now. In other words, because we've committed to the ascension, it's like they want us to go ahead and try because it's we've got protection. It's like the only way we're going to find out who we are, the only way we're going to start using our gifts is to start exploring. And if we have so much constriction, It's like, imagine a child learning to walk that's afraid of making a mistake. Like, this is a problem. So we want to drop that, because that's all the conditioning. That's all the judgment. That's all the blame. Good, bad, right, wrong. That's not coming where we're heading. That can't be included. So we might as well figure that out right now. Everything is simply experience. They want us to try out our light. You know, it's like you go to a dressing room, something fits or not. You don't know till you try it on. So the more that we can understand, we are all excited now. We are all stimulated now. We are all being encouraged now to stand up and play some. So when I'm looking at us, it's almost like we have access to our light body. We have access to our halo. But if we keep attending to the past consciousness, we're never going to free ourselves. We're never going to find out. So it takes, and they're saying this intentionally for each of us, it takes a little bit of stride, of strut, of being willing to like do something unfamiliar energetically to find out what's available. Because it's like bringing kids to a park and it's like, go explore, and they're just standing looking at you. Well, that doesn't look like very much fun, you know? So you demonstrate, this is what exploring looks like. Oh, okay, got it. So that's what we're doing now. We're exploring from our heart, because our mind has limited us, keeps us in the past, and it keeps us from refreshing. So just think of a computer or whatever, and you have to refresh the page. The refreshers in the heart place, that is what's going to be driving the new experience. So when we get lost, it's like we're forgiving, we got lost, everyone else is probably just as lost, but let me go back to the heart, pray for everyone's best and highest, so love can find the way again. We want to get used to doing that over and over and over. And we want to drop the expectancy that we're going to do it right the first, second, or tenth time even. Like, it's only through experience, it's only through practice that we learn. Because, you know, they're kind of saying, you know, we can talk a million. You know, like, you know, we've got the channeler now, she's good, we can keep talking. But it doesn't work until you combine it with your own curiosity. Here comes the clearing again, with your own curiosity, and actually try. Actually try. So they're gonna have me share something in a moment of personal experience. But we all have them, and we're all on our way. And so this is almost like, it's not like a support group, but they're saying it's okay to share, in that we each need to understand that this like perfection path is just not going to cut it. This I'm going to judge myself along the way path is going nowhere. So some of us are really opening up to our light beautifully, wonderfully, magnificently, but we're like gauging it or measuring it with our grading scale of sorrow. In other words, we're bringing the old scale, the old measuring, as if we could possibly get it wrong. It's sort of like, you are the God, open up and find your light. Well, you're the light, you can't get it wrong. It's who you are. But what they're helping us do is sort of like cycle through some of this old energy much more rapidly than perhaps our personality self would prefer. And that's where we want to get comfortable with change. Here we go with the clearing again. Open up to release. You're releasing everything that's no longer needed. So it's sort of like we all had karmic lessons. We all have things to learn. And we all have, like, what would you call it? Just sort of like little leftover pains that we haven't cleared, that because we think it's real. You know, like, we're highly invested in our personal story. Any light master will tell you, your problem is you're identifying with your personal story. It's like, enjoy it, but don't abide by the struggle, by the mind of it, because we're all going higher now. So allow yourself to know your true name. Here go the clearing again. So your true name is who you were at your birth. In other words, you're an awakened master. You're an awakened soul. And so they're asking us to trust that a wee bit more, because this is where the mind's going to want to hold us back. The mind's going to want to keep us safe. But we got to think of how much fun we were having in the world of SAFE. So it's sort of like SAFE is now over, SAFE is gone. So what we're learning how to do is extend our smile, extend our richness, extend our, they're saying Christ attribute. Again, when they say Christ, they don't mean the religion. It's just the truth of you and I, it's the I am presence that we're all receiving, that we're all stepping into, that we're all unified. And having like, and that's when they're saying smile like really wide, because it's like we're all smiling simultaneously. And I'll just leave this. Well, two things I was going to say. One is someone left a message after group the other day, and she was like, it was like we were all sharing one big hug. And this is on Zoom, because all of us are aware of that awakened self already. And we're learning how to engage from that desire, from that heart's desire, from that sacred place. So we all want to go ahead and start trying, because we're all going to start picking each other up energetically, telepathically, whether it's someone from this group or another group. You want to get comfortable using all of your abilities, using all of your attributes, because the linear lifestyle is not what where we're going. It's and we're here to set up the new path, to set up the new way. We're very, very good at it, but we're each being like woken up, like, you know, wake up, like you're looking here, look over there. Oh, okay, that's right. It's literally that easy. It really is. But it's sort of like requires a little bit of desire, I'm gonna say. It's like you have to have the motivation, because the energy is kind of wound up tight in the old direction. But we want to remember, we were the masters that did the tying. So we did the tying, we can untie. It's so, so easy. We just have to desire it so. So all of the linear, I want, I want, I want, you want to give that to your higher self now. You really want your higher self to piggyback and have a final say on everything. Because you don't want to waste any time following a linear mind that doesn't know where you're going. So it's sort of like, this is maybe what I want, but you make the final call and you change it any way you want it. You know, here's my part, you take over. Because something like that, where we can stay in the spiritual flow, that's going to be the lover's way. There's the clearing again. So we're learning how to really be good lovers, because it's loving ourselves, loving everyone else is actually components of us. So love, it's like you hold your vibration. That's how we're ascending. We're learning how to hold our vibration. We're learning how to heal anything that's not of the peace. So the energy that we're working with now, we're clearing you guys out. Oh my gosh. So anything that comes up, that's a little blip. You're just going to feel it and release it. It's sort of like, oh, that's that old pain, but I know better now. You know, it's like they were an ego, I was an ego. Up to the light, violet flame, at whatever your way is. But we want to start having that accelerated understanding that this doesn't have to, does not require a whole lot of linear time, because the ego is going to want it and it's not necessary. So we really have to sort of step up and measure and degree and sort of be adamant about it. It's like, no, I understand that's what you're thinking. But, you know, I'm going to have you trust me on this one. I got this. Because we're all feeling it, but on some level, we're also all afraid to let go. So we want to acknowledge that and then be ready to try. We're all going to be sourced. We're all going to be given helpful, they're saying excitement. That kind of makes me a little nervous sharing what do they mean by that. Encouragement also makes me a little nervous. Support, really, in real, it's almost like you ever have like a really beautiful parent, you know, they don't push you into a situation, but they kind of hold that, you know, you said you want to leave, but I'm just going to stay in here a little bit longer just in case you change your mind, because they know with just a little bit more energy, it can turn right now. That's where we all are in our own little stories. We're all at those kind of pivotal moments where love is about to turn us around and show us a new way. So instead of the conflict, instead of, you know, we have lots of examples out there to choose from, so many, but we want to remember we have to take personal responsibility. Those are showing the mirror of what's occurring inside of us. So we're the ones getting ready to try our new approach. Receive, 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 the heart's way, and so it is.